Hello, this is James Grundvig on a very special edition of Unrestricted Warfare with a well-known guest, scientist out of Europe. Her name is Astrid Stuckelberger, or Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger. Yeah, she's in-house, and we're going to rock and roll because she covers the WHO like nobody else. No, not the band, the World Health Organization. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. But let's watch this video because there's 25 ways to destroy America, and we're living this nightmare.
A warning to America. 25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed in under 2 minutes. 1. Open borders and illegal immigration. 2. Rampant crime and unsafe cities. 3. Mass addiction and fentanyl. 4. Election insecurity and interference. 5. The educational indoctrination of children. 6. The asymmetrical weaponization of justice. 7. The destruction of private property rights. 8. Inflation and debt. 9. The global depopulation agenda. 10. Record low fertility and plummeting birth rates. 11. Unaccountable federal bureaucracies. 12. Toxic food supply. 13. Vaccine and pandemic disinformation. 14. The trans contagion and sterilization of children. 15. Overprescription of pharmaceuticals. 16. Destruction of the nuclear family and parental rights. 17. DEI and the new racism. 18. Moral and societal decay. 19. The financing of endless foreign wars. 20. The sprawling surveillance state. 21. The centralization and consolidation of government power. 22. The destruction of trust in institutions. 23. The censorship industrial complex. 24. State media propaganda. 25. The smearing of those who challenge it.
Oh, 26, let's just say, 5G EMF, right? They want to actually destroy us. Oh, and 27 is what? Oh, geoengineering, disguise, and chemtrails. So they're polluting us that way. I mean, we could just go on. The list goes well beyond 27. Astrid, great to see you. What do you think of that?
Yes, thank you, Jane.
Beautiful advertisement for America.
Very well done. In fact, as it was coming, every keyword that I see is in the Sustainable Development Goals Agenda 2030. So yes, you're right on. And it's very good to disclose, you know, what is wrong and go into details with what it means to people on the ground.
Right. And in the World Health Organization Sustainability Goals, Sweden has now opted out of it, I saw in the last 2 weeks. They said they want no part of it. So do you know anything about that? Sweden. Astrid is frozen for a moment. Let's see if she comes back.
Well, I see popping up here and there since the beginning. Yeah, I normally just go. I have a... Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is it
here.
Okay? Go ahead. Sorry. So what I see is that this is popping out in a lot of countries. Since the UN Assembly in September, 11 countries were against this pandemic treaty agreement and the IHRM amendment. And more, I saw also Japan is opting out, Slovakia, you know, the Eastern Bloc. And of course, there are already people. So there is a trend. And Sweden is surprising because they have... the royalty there directing Sweden and with a lot of oligarchs in Sweden and nanotech experts and hypertronic armaments,
yeah.
I know from people who know our Swedish. So it's very surprising and it's a good sign. It's a very good sign. I hope my guess is it's going to, this trend is going to go on and on until they cannot declare it and they will maybe postpone it, or they will declare it on the 27th of May, they will declare something. And then they will say we have an implementation phase of 2 years so that people comply to our compliance committee, which is...
Right. And Astrid is frozen again. This is... It happens. Go ahead, Astrid.
Agreement, actually. They have a... Yeah, I have put my headphones so it should be better. Yeah, they have in this pandemic agreement a section called the compliance committee, that everybody has to agree. So until everybody agrees, everybody will go through this compliance committee. So we will see what how it plays out. But I know Tedros Ghebreyesus, Director General, illegally elected, is saying that misinformation, disinformation groups are really hurting the development, the
Good.
democratic.
We're doing
So.
our job. We're fighting back against the 25 points to destroy us all in the West. That's good
Yes.
news. You know, Sweden also did what? They didn't mask up. They didn't close their businesses in 2020. They didn't play the pandemic lockdown game. So
Well, they did.
Sweden is different. Go ahead.
Yes, when it happens that in December 2020, I organized in Sweden because it was not locked down, a peace post-COVID peace summit, and took there the media experts from Europe and a vaccine, and we discussed that, and it is filmed actually. But it was not locked down. But you have to know that they have done profiling of countries, and the room where we were filming was actually occupied by the vaccination
Wow.
plan. Norway, and they know that the Scandinavians have been very submissive, and they know that they could do that with Sweden because they would go for vaccination, which happened actually.
Yeah, Scandinavians, I worked 5 summers in Norway for the audience, going way back to 1977, working in the 20s and then again in the 30s. So I've been in Norway 5 summers over 3 decades when I was younger. And I could say Norwegians are very compliant people. The socialism has softened them to a degree, right? Everything was nice and rosy. Everything's beautiful. They didn't realize there was a trap being built around them. So it's pretty interesting that we have
Yes,
that.
and you see, they don't pay healthcare. It's really become social communists. You're right. They have an easy life. They think that everything is okay. Except my auntie in Oslo, Sandvika. She said, "I am fed up." She was 80 years old. And she said, "I'm fed up of those migrants. You have to stop telling."
Yeah, no, the migrants. So,
Anybody to come to Norway because Norwegians have to stay.
yeah. So I you know,
Yes, it's a huge problem, migration.
I had a tante Gerd or aunt Gerd that lived right next to Frogner Park, across the street from the old U.S. consulate, or where the ambassador lived, right in Frogner Park there. So I know all about it. It's just. You know what's interesting is the taxes were really high for the rich people in the 70s in Norway and Sweden. It's why Bjorn Borg, the tennis player, moved to Morocco. It's why a lot of ship owners, including my family, moved to Switzerland, Bermuda, and London. They got to different tax havens for a reason. And like United States, they had, different, like New York State, you have to live more than 180 days, more than half the year to be considered not a taxpaying resident anymore. So that's what they've done. So the rich have always found a way not to pay taxes. Norway's kind of like cold in the winter and dark, so I guess they don't mind as much. And they come back in the summer to their mansions and things. I know all about their lifestyle. But I heard now, I had Lars Kogstad on the other day. I heard from him that taxes are going sky high now for Norwegians, and they're complaining.
Yeah, will they not in every country, try to steal more money to our taxes, which are not taxes? Th this is completely illegal, and we should li be living with less taxes. We have already roads, we have already internet. It is cheaper, and we are paying more. Even my, the dog has to be taxed, and the cat, and the living,
Right,
and
and
so.
fixing your bathroom has to be taxed, and everything has to be taxed. I know. And then they take the energy market. Norway produces all the electricity, and then they have to go buy it back on this electrical stock exchange with the EU. It's just totally crazy what's going on. But this is they're out deliberately, in my opinion, destroy the middle class completely in the West, so the tyrannical globalists can take power over everybody. That's the plan. Let me go to the first PowerPoint, the only PowerPoint, introduce our guest properly, and let's get into this because there is so much. WHO pandemic sovereignty breach. So, Astrid and I will talk about the World Health Organization wants to breach and take over the sovereignty of all nations like the United Nations does. It is
Yes.
That's simple. It's not complex. And they're going to use the excuse or fake story or cover story that they need to do this because of some future pandemic, right?
Yes,
So
it is
go ahead.
everywhere. Yeah, what you can see, what happened from COVID in every country at the same time, from even an email of Fauci who got and said, lock down America now. It's his email number 1233, 2034. This is a global, I mean, people have to understand how crazy it is. It's been a global communication process, a strategy that has been paid. And I even have numbers here paid by WHO and Gavi. Like, for example, in 2017, 2018, McKinsey was paid $419 million just for communication of WHO. So it is not only WHO, there are seven companies who are consulted as directing what we're hearing in the media. So this is the number one that people have to understand. There is Deloitte, Teva Group, Seek Delivery, and BCG. So there is, and of course, McKinsey is one of the biggest, but
Yeah,
this is all with Bill and Melinda
McKinsey,
Gates.
yeah, for the audience, McKinsey's the one that essentially, through their consultant, New York State and others, created a lot of the murdering of the nursing homes, those protocols to get the elderly out of the hospitals, put them in nursing homes, and let them all die together. That was McKinsey. And there's an investigation, a subpoena investigation with former Governor Andrew Cuomo going on now. And eventually Cuomo's not the genius behind this, right? McKinsey was. And the French Senate 2 years ago came out with a scathing 350-page report on the consultants running the government. And McKinsey was by far the worst abuser, the most paid, the worst abuser. And so, but still they are in power. And Gavi is what? Gavi's a Bill Gates creation. What is Gavi?
Yeah, so if you go a little bit back, because Gavi is actually paying all those, so it's true. It's you have to come back to Gavi. So Gavi is led by Bill Gates. Bill Gates comes from a Fabian family of the Fabian Society, which means it's eugenic. The first institute that Bill Gates had before the 2000 was an institute of depopulation, and then he started to get interested in vaccines because that was the biggest business. You can see videos on that. He is the best and biggest business. So what he created is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And in parallel, he started to make a foundation of Vaccine Alliance. So he has two foundations, that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization. So immunization is vaccine. So Gavi, it became Gavi. Those two entities, I would say, are become international organization with total immunity in Geneva, and Switzerland has signed a contract that you can find. It's in French, German, Italian, and I think that even English somewhere. And they have signed total immunity, Global Alliance of Vaccine, in 2009. Before, they were just a foundation where a lot of UN people were already, and you have to just 2 years before, 2004, 2003, Gavi signed, the foundation Gavi signed with WHO and the World Bank to create CEPI, who would be the coalition for the epidemic innovation organization. So he was preparing, they were preparing. This IFFIM, the International Finance Facility for Immunization. Go and look at it. IFFIM. It is actually a business of bonds. And those who are in finance, you will understand that everything we're living is going through bonds. That's how they make money that we don't even see. So they created from these bonds. Being the leader, he came to Geneva, installed his foundation in between Intercontinental Hotel and WHO with three L's, where you have all the business of what is going on in the UN and WHO. So you have the diagnostics, the treatments, the vaccines, and the propaganda. And it is, you cannot even go filming in front, they will arrest you. So this is what you have to
This is the war we're in. They're creating a global health police state is what they're doing to depopulate us. All right, let's get into the first thing here. So I'm going to talk about
thing. Bill Gates took the leadership of the global vaccine plan until 2020. And in 2019, the UN signed with the World Economic Forum about this whole health. So when we entered COVID, Bill Gates was already in full position.
Yes, and I know that.
And
have you ever heard of the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board?
Yeah.
That was created for the audience. It was created by the United Nations in 2018. Sitting on that board was co-chair was Gro Harlem Brundtland, Miss Sustainability, the Sustainable Goals herself, former Prime Minister of Norway. Also on that board was the Chinese Communist Party's CDC Director, George Fu Gao. Also on the board was Anthony Fauci. Also sitting on the board was the Gates Foundation, then President Christian Elias. So you could see this plan for the pandemic had been long in the making. The infrastructure, the railroad tracks for the pandemic 2020 were being rolled out 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, like Astrid said, we had Event 201 happen, where the World Economic Forum, John Hopkins University, and the Gates Foundation all got together to simulate 65 million people dying virtually in a simulation of a coronavirus pandemic coming out of South America. All of this happened in 2019. So this is very, very interesting. They've been laying down the railroad tracks to the digital pandemic 5G Auschwitz for 30 years. It's been going on for a long, long time. And they do want
to... With your presidents, and I want to say with your presidents, because if you look at the non-state actors of WHO since 10 years, it is Bill Melinda Gates, but also the Clinton Health Fund, the Clinton Foundation, Clinton Health Access Initiative, and also the Carter Foundation. And many others. I mean, when I have a list here. When you see the list, you get crazy. There are so many non-state actors in this whole UN and WHO is the entry door for the moment.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a minute. I just want to go quickly through some news items for everybody.
Yeah, okay.
So real quick, United States, Yale University, NYU, and Columbia have all been locked down by these insane Gaza protests, chasing all the Jewish kids away, who, by the way, are trying to enjoy Passover yesterday and today. You know, it's that time of year for them. So kind of crazy, but that's what's happening there. We got Kash Patel. This is very important. So Kash Patel, former Trump insider, can anyone find out how much of the $60 billion for Ukraine goes to former senior DOD officials and their companies? And I will add, Kash, CIA. So he writes down Esper Raytheon millions. Kash Patel, he gets zero. But it gets better than that, because what really is Ukraine? Everyone's been trying to defend Ukraine, has been trying to defend Gaza. Really? Why Ukraine? So we have the Bidens in there. We have Uranium One in there. We have the FBI servers in there. We had CrowdStrike flipping, involved the DNC. We have corrupt American politicians all getting kickbacks and money laundering there. We have one of the biggest child sex trafficking, child harvesting programs in the world, black market for adrenochrome, baby body parts, fetal stem cells, everything. It's unbelievable. So let me read what's in Ukraine. Well, 2016 elections should be obvious. The CIA servers were located in Burisma Holdings. You know where that is. Oh, that's Eastern Ukraine. Oh, and who owns as a part owner of that company? Oh, Hunter Biden. How about Metabiota, Hunter Biden? 46 biolabs are discovered. Thank you, Russia, for exposing the 46 biolabs in Ukraine. This is one of the biggest money laundering markets in the world outside of Israel. And is also one of the biggest as far as harvesting baby parts and adrenochrome outside of the Mideast. It is really disgusting what's going on, but this needs to expose. Finally, this is what we're really talking about today. So the WHO now is giving, and everybody else is giving all this predictive programming, who had a press conference warns of global avian flu influenza outbreak, right? They've been warning us about monkeypox. They changed the name monkeypox to mpox. They've been warning us about Marburg has been warning us about yellow fever, dengue fever, Zika. They just come up with a new flavor, new disease of the month, and this is it. And they're going to stick with this now. So it's no longer disease X. It is now going to be the avian flu. And they what they want to do is use the avian flu lie cover story to slaughter animals, to kill chickens, to kill cows, to kill them all. This is, they're trying to run their depopulation agenda through starvation. There is no disease out there, but that's what they're going to claim. They're going to do some kind of fake testing like they did in 2020, and going to try to starve populations. I'm telling you where this war is going. Astrid, want to weigh in? She looks like she's frozen again. Astrid, are you there? She's over in Europe and having trouble
with me. They also are using memory.
Yeah, go ahead.
Triggers. Oh, I can see you. So, well, they're also absolutely right. It's a slaughter animal.
So you're right now, you're dark. We've lost her for a moment. Your internet connection is very poor. Can you shut off your video?
Yep, I would do that.
And then just go with audio. Right. That's perfect. We had a nice picture of you. I think that would be better. Go ahead, Astrid.
Yes. What I was saying is that you're absolutely right. They're getting on animals, but also they are using a memory trigger because they know that. This has worked for many countries with Tamiflu. And, you know, WHO is going to be sued because they bought, a lot of countries bought all this Tamiflu. So they're trying this trigger.
So it's Tamiflu now. As if Tamiflu is going to save everybody. It's not.
That was in the past. That's what happened in with the first H1N1 with the bird flu.
Right. And that's what Peter McCullough is selling now. Tamiflu is, if that's going to save the world, it's not. I don't believe any of this. This is an excuse to come in and take control. This is another excuse to vaccinate people that didn't get vaccinated the first time, or the ones that survived the first wave of vaccines to die the second time. This is what that's about. It's ultimately about vaccines. That's the agenda.
Yes. And children, be careful with children because they want to... stop humanity. So to stop humanity, they will stop the descendants. And the first trigger there is children and pregnant women. So be very careful, with children, because they will find a way to get back in the back door of schools or something.
They've been doing that in America, right? They've been using the schools to attack children, to separate children from families, right? Yes. Destroy the nuclear family. And I know a lot of parents in America have taken their children, 3 million, as many as 3 million out, a million a year since 2020. They've taken them out of the school systems because they don't like everything they see. Well, if you're listening to this program, I'd highly recommend, I'm not a education expert or a medical advisor, but I would take your children out as a precaution against all of this insanity coming until this is over. And it will be over. How do we get to over? It is going to take a financial crash of epic global proportions to destroy the beast system. Once that happens, then the World Health Organization won't get money. The UN won't get money. Their NGOs won't get money. Everything sort of contracts and collapses. They will not have the reach or power that they used to. That's my opinion. Astrid, what do you see going on right now? We got the pandemic ratification in May, right?
Yeah, so on the 27th of May, they will start 1 week instead of two, which is already a strange sign. The adoption with hands up, two-thirds of the hands up, one hand being a country, would be sufficient. But that is not democratic. This does not correspond to our constitution. So just that you to put that clear now. But that I see problems, but I also see, like you said very rightly, they will continue. This beast is continuing, so let's not feed it. So I think that, like you said, we said now, if there is a new flu, there will be people on hypnotics, who will go and get the shot. We cannot stop that if the consciousness is not there. So as long as people respond, they will try. They'll try to get the best they can. But it is, yeah.
You hit a key word, respond. If people respond, I mean, if they comply, if they give away their rights to protect themselves,
Yeah.
we have to no longer comply. I know a lot of people are waking up, but
Yeah, exactly.
not enough yet. Go ahead, Astrid.
Yeah, your politicians are speaking up, and that is beautiful because we have not seen that before. You sent me a video of a conference in front of the Senate, and I was impressed because they're absolutely right. They talk about the Constitution, they quote they have no rights. And you see, when you hear the other conference of the CDC, what's her name, Gebring, Julie, and Psaki, you see that they use exactly the same words that McKinsey is putting in the whole system and that WHO and the UN is using. It is, we for equality, for protection, we will, stop the borders, we will sign this treaty. So you have to see that we have clearly now two politics going on in the US. It's not, for the votes. This is really what is going on, is that to take down this whole corrupted system, you have politicians and people standing up, and the rest will try again and again with McKinsey blowing its whistleblowing, trying to take the loudspeaker and supersede what the politicians and the people are saying. So get loud and do it, because this is working, and the media will come with it. I hope that's another problem.
Now, the media is another problem, but they're slowly getting destroyed by online here, particularly the Twitter X platform, Truth Social, some other social media platforms in which people now are actually mocking, ridiculing, and exposing the media for its propaganda, its lies, its gaslighting. And that's very effective. We're not, and a lot of people are no longer buying anything.
Oh,
We're
great.
no longer listening to the Biden regime. Or whoever's in Washington. We don't listen to them. We don't listen to any foreign. We don't care. We're Americans. We actually don't care what other governments think of us. It doesn't make a difference to us. We're not going to
Yeah,
comply. And we're going back to state sovereignty.
yeah,
That's
and that's
going to scare the
beautiful.
World Health Organization because they think they can go directly to Washington and take control of America. It doesn't work that way. They would have to go fight states like Texas and Florida, where I live, to get full control. They're never going to get full control. Not happening. Astrid?
Yeah, yes, I see that, because your election is a key turning point, and towards that mountain of turning the site, I think there was going to be a big fight. It will be a media fight. It will be a war of communication, but also on the ground. So I know there's the Olympic Games, but after the Olympic Games, which will bring them a lot of money, you can I will expect that something is going to happen. They will try very hard to create fear, or to, I hope they will not use their hypertronic laser beam stuff, because that would be really bad. I saw that Florida already has roofs with blue on them, like Maui. That would be the worst thing, is that they would use a weapon of mass destruction. They're already using the media as mass destruction, but they can use water. Have to be very careful with water. You can distill poison with nanoparticles now. Today, you can't even see it, and water can be contaminated. So get that right for babies, baby food, everything. And in food also, we know that Bill Gates has bought a lot of meat suppliers, and you can see the meat is degrading in the shops. So we have to get back to natural food. So I think they're going to really, it's going to be a highlight this year. Be ready with vibration,
We're coming
5G.
to the end of this war, I believe,
Yes.
this year. I also believe there could be no elections in the fall within America. My belief. I've been
Yeah.
saying it from the start of this year. Why have I been saying this? Because when the truth comes out, when the globalists are defeated, when the truth comes out, it's game over. When they learn that the world's been run by satanic pedophiles, mostly, that have been in corporate positions, institutions, in government, when we learn this, and they've been destroying babies and trying to depopulate, when the sheep wake up to that, it's over. It's that
Yeah.
simple.
Yeah, and you're right. I think that Texas and Florida are going to show the way with other states, and that President Trump will agree with that and go for that, for the
Yes.
sovereignty of the people. And that's what where people are wrong. he doesn't want to. I don't have a feeling he wants to be president. He just wants to win this war and help this sovereignty to get back. And you will be the model of the world, because.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Florida's already banned CBDC, so no foreign CBDC is allowed in Florida. Texas is going to a gold-backed currency in 2026. So it's already happening. They're already breaking away from the globalist plan. This is the problem that the globalists have. They'll literally have to invade us. Good luck with that.
Well, you already have a lot of Chinese.
No, I know they've invaded us to a degree, but there's going to be a counterstrike with that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So talk about the hypertronic laser that was in Maui, probably used in Chile, probably used in Texas Panhandle. We've had all these bizarre fires this year. Do you know anything about it?
I've tried to understand. It is very hidden, I must say. But yep. There are two possibilities that I see. It is that it is a light, an invisible light, because if you look at the spectrum of light, one of the most deadly is the invisible light.
Yep.
And this could be an armament through what some people from the CERN have alarmed me and said, look at the cameras. The cameras are not cameras. They could be laser beams, invisible. And we have seen episodes of that. So this is one type of hypertronic, I would say, weaponry in the city, the smart city. Now, we have another type, and this is the armament and this we cannot control. It's like with scalar waves, and it's based on frequency, and they can just target and just burn everything. It's almost like armament from another planet, you know. Maybe it is, but because it is has been hidden to us, and some people say in your secret defense videos that it was brought as a deal with some other entities. So well, let's see. That's and the third one is the 5G.
Yeah, I know the third one's a 5G. No, I'm with you on the other entities. No, everything's on the table. Our history's a lie. That means everything, literally everything is on the table. There's any possibility, nothing's going to blow my mind that way. I'm wide open to the actual truth. It's the only thing I care about. 5G is the other one. But in London in particular, you have the ULEZ Blade, they call them Blade Runners. These guys that wear masks, dress in black, run around. They cut down all of these security cameras, which might be lasers to your point, right? They're cutting all this stuff down. So every time they put up a new one, they cut them down.
This oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, this is going on all throughout London for the last year and a half. I've been covering on my show on and off. You know, I get new videos and I post them. You know, obviously, they're not going to put videos all the time because they don't want to incriminate themselves, but they do want to show they're doing it, and they are doing it. And it's costing lots of money to these cities, and they can't put up their surveillance grid net like they want to, right? It's being chopped down. So their people are fighting back.
And the U.S., is this happening in the U.S.?
Not to that degree, because U.S. are kind of asleep, but I think they might actually wake up to it at some point this year. I see that coming. I moved out of New York. One of the reasons I moved out of New York, I have an autistic son, is they put three 5G antennas on a three-story building down below. I live in 92nd and 1st. I live in an all-glass luxury high-rise. I was 18 stories up. At the corner, right over the that shorter apartment building, where the three towers, and they were pointed not at my building, but pointed into the street.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Yeah. My son, autistic, who's hypersensitive to mold and radiation stuff, he didn't feel well within 20 minutes of sitting there. So I had to move his desk from that corner to the other side of the living room. And once I did that, he was fine. So that was the only thing I needed to see. That he wasn't doing this, he wasn't bothered, he wasn't like that. He was okay on the other side. So I knew right then that was a problem. And I knew more towers were coming. So it was one of the motives to get out of New York back in 2020.
Well, people who are hypersensitive are a very good indicator. They should be our leaders in this.
Yeah,
this
no,
type of thing.
It's really good. He's like a canary in a coal mine. You know, he's like an animal. He feels it different. He feels it. He senses it. And so even though we adults don't, we look around and like, oh, this is interesting, right? So That's a big indicator.
Is
Go
there
ahead.
another? There is another threat, and this we talked with Mark Steele about it. Is the LED, the LED lights, the LED
LED
lights,
light, right? LED lights.
LED. Some of them, there are different types, is very detrimental to your health and to your eyes. So a lot of new cars, like Tesla, is not there for the good, and a lot of those lights are actually shining in your eyes when you're driving at night, and not good for your retina. So I would also like that people are very aware that LED is not the best. And those who are hypersensitive, I don't know about your son, if he feels that with some of the lights, but I'm sure there is something to do there too.
Yeah, there is. In fact, America got rid of the incandescent light bulbs. They went to LED
Oh.
light bulbs. And the problem with these LED light bulbs is, I live in a new house, so they all came already equipped with LED lights, and I only had so many, old-fashioned light bulbs. They don't sell them anymore. You can't buy them anymore.
No, you can't.
And
And
they're
that's
doing
where
this on
this
purpose.
comes.
So they're trying to give the individual person as much radiation exposure as possible in their daily lives. They do it in their home, they do it on their laptop, they do it on the cell phone, they do it in your smart meter in your house. You go out, you get zapped from all these 5G towers, right? You go into a school or a mall, it's all Wi-Fi everywhere, right? You go
It's
into one
true.
hot spot after another.
Yes. And their antennas, even in the bulbs, they could be antennas in the camera. Everything is an antenna, the lights in the street, etc. So we are in a grid, and this is very toxic. This has to stop. It's really very bad. And they can, of course, send you a very bad vibration. I was in this group of a voice in the skull, targeted injustice, targeted justice,
Yep.
where people are so sensitive, they get they get dreams and nightmares from this directed energy weaponry, which is coming from 5G. It's not 5G. So this is when you hear the victims, you feel very sorry for them, but they are really indicators for us that something is going on. Why are is so many people are depressed today? They're depressed because we depress their energy and their light and their living
Correct. They're
with
depressed.
this grid, with this grid.
And when they depress you, what do? You go to pharma medication for depression, which just makes the problem even more chronic and worse.
Yes, and that can be very dangerous for the memory, and then they get just stale. They don't move anymore, and they don't function the same way. And then they're submissive, and they watch the videos, and et cetera, et cetera. So when this grid will be turned off, I feel some days that they are turning it off because your energy level goes up again, and then suddenly. I'm in Geneva, so I know that Switzerland doesn't have the 5G as strong as other countries, but I know that in many countries there is a very high depression in young people, and I can say it's a technological depression. It's like we say it's a metabolic depression when you lack vitamin D3, but it is a technological depression when you use too much your phone. It's always on your body, and the body cannot function harmoniously. You cannot find your fluids are not
Right, because it
flowing.
interferes with the natural frequency of what God gave us in our bodies. What the Earth is 7.86 hertz. It interferes with that. The ether, there's static electricity everywhere, right? There ether. There's a natural frequency to the world. It's disrupting all of it.
Right. Yes. When you talk of ether, exactly, it is also disrupting your belief systems because I work with radiesthetists in France who are also very spiritual and use Bovis scales to measure harmony of the world and geophysics, geobiology. And they say clearly that the 5G and this vax is turning off the light of people and turning off this feeling. These other dimensions of the invisible and this religious connection. So if you don't have this connection, you become atheist. And there is really a surge of atheists everywhere in the world because they have lost the connection. So this ether is very important
Right,
to
and
be
the up,
connected to the divine.
and I agree with you. In fact, the vaccines are designed to do what? Calcify the pineal gland, which is your God's antenna, which is your human emotion,
Yes. Well, they put fluoride also for that the water and
there's fluoride in the
toothpaste.
water in America.
Yeah, and toothpaste. You have to be take away your toothpaste. You look at your toothpaste, take natural toothpaste because your mouth is a center of distribution to all your blood. And this is known that after a vaccine, the most potent is under your tongue. You know, if you want to put vitamins, put it under your tongue. Yeah, so we have to be very careful with that.
Understood. So right now it's April 23rd. We're basically 1 month away from the World Health Organization ratification. Is that going to be televised at all, or just going to get a press conference? What's
Well,
going to happen?
press conference they will definitely have, but what they're not at all functioning like they used to function. Normally, you get the agenda way before it is even published. You can see documents. I had the badge until a year ago, and I could go and look at what was gonna happen. Nobody knows what is going on. When they have a press conference, they are in a room that could be virtual and could be anywhere in the world, but it is definitely not rooms that I know. So they could be anywhere. So what is happening now is they have only 1 week. I don't think they will do a press conference. They will do a press conference after, probably. And it is not on TV, and it should. And that was one of the activism that I was involved with, you know, experts and non-governmental organizations to say the UN, if it is democratic, everything should be on TV. The people should know what we is decided upon their behalf. So what is going to happen now should be absolutely on TV for everybody. And this act shows that McKinsey is controlling everything and is not allowing, probably, or we can still ask. It's a good idea to ask. And also the voting system is not legal because, of course, if two-thirds agree and a third doesn't agree, the third that doesn't agree should exit or should stop or should say that this is an illegal constitution. WHO constitution is illegal. It was not signed properly by the people. And it is under the UN Charter, and the UN Charter has been the basis of the whole United Nations system. And WHO Constitution depends on Article 57 or 37, 57 of the UN Charter. And this UN Charter says, we the people, there is a whole text on the at the beginning that we the people is the most important, and it is not respected. So they are actually not obeying to the fact that they are in the UN Charter, and in for only this fact, it is a violation of their own constitution, of the own UN Charter, which is an obligation in the UN. And this is the whole system is a violation. So I think that this has to be said, that what they are doing is illegal from the national sovereignty to the international legal system. I analyzed this with one of the lawyers from Rainer Füllmich. 3 days ago, we did a 3 hour in French, 3 hour analysis of how the obligations of the Constitution is beyond every other law, and natural law is even beyond the Constitution. Our natural right to have property, to live, to have access, to be represented by yourself and not by a country, etc. So you can take all the levels of the legal system. And you can see that we have to actually dismantle, like President Trump said, dismantle WHO and the United Nations and do something else, completely different.
Yeah, we got to defund them and then dismantle them. I completely agree. Adrian, I'm just curious, how many languages do you speak?
Five, six. Well, I grew up with English as a first language, then Norwegian, then French. But my father is Swiss German, so I also speak German, and because I was in Latin, I'm a Latinist. I speak some blah blah Spanish.
You know what I discovered? A Latin word. So in the book of Revelation, there's that word tribulation. Tribulation is derived from the Latin word tribulum. Tribulum actually technically means threshing board from the old days, from the Bible. So what's a
What is
threshing
a
board?
threshing
Threshing board is threshing the wheat, separating the chaff from the wheat.
Oh,
And
amazing.
we are now in this Revelation time, which doesn't mean Armageddon, doesn't mean end of the world. It means the end of the chaff. It's the end of the old system, the end of the beast system.
Yeah,
and us believers in God and freedom and true democracy and things, we are the wheat. And this is the process we're going. And all the world's a witness to this. We're all seeing this take place. Been taking place for the last 10 years. But now I think it's going to pick up pace, and we're going to see more and more corruption exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're going to see people be arrested at all levels. It's just going to be a very fascinating time. I believe in the United States, the CARES Act is a sting operation. I believe the election coup, 2020, sting operation. They got all the information on all the murders in hospitals. That's the chaff, right? They are chasing money and not doing what is morally and ethically right for humanity. So they're not the wheat. Mm-hmm. So we get a separation. We then have the open borders. I actually believe this is a sting operation as well. And I'm in the middle of creating a documentary film to show how we went from the infiltration of Nazis into America 80 years ago and bring it all the way up. And then how does this story end? And I believe the story ends when God's law returns, when the maritime law, right, when the corporate law, when the bar association law, when that is all destroyed, and we bring back common law and the original Constitution of the United States. That is how we're going to win this.
Natural law. You said, yeah, not common law. Yeah, natural law.
Yeah, but natural law, right.
Okay, yes. And then you're right. God's law is divine law. I have a hypothesis is that because they are keeping us under a grid, and we're going to discover exactly, you know, what is going on. If you take off this grid, you will start seeing other dimensions. It is, they kind of keep us in this, holographic. Yeah. I don't know if it's really holographic, but but they keep us in this world where we feel things, but we cannot see it. Some people are clairaudient, some are clairvoyant, there is something, a frequency of the whole earth, magnetism, electromagnetism, that will change. And I can't wait. Everybody should be ready for a lot of creativity and not be afraid. We need to get off this dome.
Well, I agree with you. So you hit a very important point, divine law. And what I discovered on Saturday was something interesting. So I look at Revelation. The Four Horsemen, by the way, is not about actual warfare. It's about legal warfare. It's about the divine law fighting the devil's law, the beast, the man-made law.
Okay.
Right, that the first horseman shoots an arrow, that's jurisdiction. The second one does battle, that's the war in the legal warfare. The third one is the scales, justice being served. Fourth one is the Grim Reaper comes for the chaff. The Grim Reaper comes for the losers, comes for the dead. Right? And Yahuwah is a god of the living, not a god of the dead. So this is where we're going. But if you go to Daniel, and you go to Daniel's, through God, his interpretation of King Nebuchadnezzar's the second dream, you have the statue with the different materials representing the five kingdoms. The fifth kingdom is the fifth and last kingdom is the one we're in right now, the one world religion for simplicity, right? But what? God throws a rock at the feet of clay and iron that destroys the entire statue and turns it into chaff where the winds blow it away, right? Mm-hmm. It blows away the entire history. And what's interesting is all the theologians, all the scripture teachers, all the modern day prophets, they all are able to what? They go in and talk about the symbolism of gold and silver and these different empires, these different materials, but they never talk about what is the rock? What is the rock that's thrown from the mountain? Well, I arrived at the conclusion it's God's law. It's divine law. Because where did Moses get the Ten Commandments? On a mountain, on God's mountain, Mount Sinai. And what was the Ten Commandments etched on? Oh, stone. So the rock that is never interpreted for some reason is not literal. It is God's law destroying the five kingdoms. And that actually makes tremendous sense. We're finally getting out of the Babylon system. and it's
Yeah,
got the divine law is bringing us back. What do you think?
I was gonna, yeah, well, I'm going, I don't know, where do you put the Sumerians? Because really, when you look at the Table of Hammurabi, they already have the story that was
Well,
taken and rewritten
I
in the
know the
Bible.
Sumerians came before King Nebuchadnezzar's dream. So Nebuchadnezzar wasn't dreaming of the past, he's dreaming of current and then the future. His dream was that. But he couldn't interpret his own dream. That's why he asked the wise men. They couldn't do it. They didn't even know what his dream was. He killed them. Daniel went and prayed. Right? God gave him not only what the dream was, he gave him here's the interpretation. And the prophet Daniel was the only one to get it right.
Okay, because so the Garden of Eden, you go as way back to the Garden of Eden, because you see, when I read the comparison of religion and the place of woman, it's very important. In the Bible, rewritten also by man,
Of course,
woman
of
is made
course.
out of a bone of the man. But in the Table of Emeralds, it's not like that. In the Sumerian, they are equally created by God. And I think, okay, so maybe it was rewritten for a wooden intention, or it was paraphrased. Yeah, this is where I am now in my study of what is going. The place of woman is very important, and I always thought it
I
was not
completely agree with you because
paramount.
they really the Vikings had more respect for women 1,000 years ago than modern society today.
Yes,
That
exactly.
that's a
And
fact. That
then
that's
they were not
reality.
barbarians, as everybody say they were not
Oh, they
barbarians.
revered women. Are you kidding?
Yeah, no, they were strong, but they were not barbarians.
No,
They
they
had, yeah.
yeah, that's all for Hollywood, right? But no, in reality, most people during the Viking age were farmers, craftsmen. Right, they had strong family units. The women were very strong, were always working. Right, they enjoyed life. Right, so for people who do not understand what the people during the Viking Age were really all about.
Yeah, and I do feel that in Scandinavian, my brothers and sisters, then I really do feel that they're still there.
Yeah, no, I agree. So Astrid, we got 3 minutes left. I want
Oh.
you to. I know it's gone fast in a way.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry, I did not. I will
No,
fix my
next time
computer
we'll bring
better.
you when you have a presentation, we'll bring you back on in May at some point. Right
Yes, yes,
before
yeah. I will
the
prepare it better. So,
pandemic, right? No problem.
yeah, yeah. So then lawyers can come and look at certain articles that they can attack. Yeah, I
Yeah.
think we still have to attack legally.
No, we got to bring God's law back. And this God's telling us what we have to do on our end. We got to bring divine law back into this.
Yeah, that's
So we
right.
have to legally defeat them in
It's
their own
nice.
system and then bring God's law behind it.
Yeah.
So where can people find you and close out in any direction you like? Go ahead.
Oh yeah, well, I haven't developed a business out of myself because that shows that I'm very authentic, because I could have, but I want to have a certain peace in my life, and I will do it. So I have a website I have since 10, 15 years, with some books and things, and my CV that even Reuters says that I have not worked in WHO, which is ridiculous. I have 8 letters of recommendations for those who want, and look at my CV of 30 pages. But where I am not censored is on Telegram, where I am under DR underscore Astrid underscore Stuckenberger. I have to make a I will make a slide on that. Then I also go on X. I try and always post a bit crusty things there. It's just Stuckenberger, and I post your shows, James. So that's nice. And otherwise, I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, but I'm too censored there, and I don't want to feed the beast. So I just take the way where I can express myself and keep on my investigation of this international crime, worldwide crime against the divine and against humanity. So I'm
Well,
happy.
Astrid, I wrote down your two social media handles. I will have that in your slide next time. So
Okay.
the audience will be all up to speed to follow you. But for
Okay.
Telegram, it's DR for Dr. underscore Astrid underscore
Yes.
Stuckel, KEL Stuckel Burger.
Yes. Yes.
That's that, right? And then you got simply Stuckel Burger for your X handle, correct?
Right, for X, yeah. And by the way, LEL means God. So I now I have discovered that my name is a piece on the mountain, a shtuk on the burger, but we have ER because we've been always a religious and military family.
That's
So
pretty
we were
interesting.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Astrid, thank you very much. I'll bring you back in a couple of weeks when you're ready to come out with a slide presentation.
Yes, with something with substance. Yeah, thanks a lot for the invitation. It's fascinating. Very, very good news.
Talk for new. I will speak to you soon. Thank you.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.